2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Oh, a very special 15-minute morning show podcast. You're so fortunate to be here for this. What we're gonna do is we're actually going to do a live break on the Wednesday show during the middle of this podcast. Oh. It's going to be great.
This is huge.
You're going to see us at work on a real radio show. But keep in mind, when we're doing that, we can't use any curse words. Danielle.
Right. Uh-oh. Well, why do you say me? Froggy was the one that was letting the F word all over the place yesterday. Right, so was does like, that fuck mean that, we fuck should... that, fuck that.
Say them all now, and that way we get them out of the way for later.
No, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
Now, we are having a little technical issue with Brody and Garrett. Are they both on now?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, Garrett, why are you in the shower or the toilet?
Are you on the toilet?
No, the toilet's to my left. I'm actually in the bathtub right now.
Oh, the bathtub.
Why?
Yeah, I'm in the bathtub.
He's dirty.
Well, no, Allie had a meeting, and now she's in the bathroom with me doing her makeup because she has a big meeting. So she's right next to me as I'm doing this. So.
Oh, let's look at her. What's she doing?
Allie,
can you say hello? Hold on. There.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi.
She's working, doing makeup.
She's over there going, get the friggin' camera off.
Oh, yeah, I just got the finger. I got the finger.
All right,
I won't tell you which one.
Here in the Zoom room, there's Froggy, there's Danielle, there's Scotty.
Hello.
And there's Gandhi and Straight Nate. And you can see Scotty B, but he can't hear us. And, of course, in the bathtub is Garrett. And then there's Brody. Hey, Brody.
Hey, Elvis.
What's going on with you today?
Oh, not much. I'm just enjoying the comments on Instagram. The people who feel bad for me that you didn't say hi to me when you came to my neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we
go. Okay,
those are the only people.
May I clarify? Yeah, that's believe me.
That's fine, Gunn. That's fine.
There's more to the story. I was actually going out for my anniversary lunch, so you would not have wanted to be there.
Right.
And we didn't want you there. I mean, it was more of a just, we were going through town, and I said, hi, it's over, right? Water under the bridge.
Absolutely, sure.
That sounds real convincing, really.
Yeah.
Okay, so how are we going to do this break? What are we doing, Scary?
Well, in 2 minutes, we have to go live and on the radio, and then you're going to introduce the phone tap. So you're going to hear this network reentry stager, this thing that introduces the show, and
right.
Then you're going to talk and just spew what you want for about 60 seconds.
Spew. Like we do every day, and we have been doing for 25
years. And now
here's
David Brody's phone tap.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back, but we're going to do it live on the podcast, which is nice.
And then we'll come back from that, and we'll kind of talk about what we just did. It'll
yes.
be so interesting.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Nate.
So much fun.
And we can't hear Nate.
Well, people will be able to see me give you the rap sign. Because I'm always telling you to wrap it up.
Yeah,
you are. So they'll be able to see that.
Now, Scary, how long does he have to talk here? Is there a certain time?
How
many seconds?
About 60 seconds. Oh.
60
oh,
seconds.
God,
okay.
I've got 60 seconds to fill. On the
it doesn't have to be exact. This is radio. We don't have to be, you know.
This is the interesting part, too, because everyone asks, like, hey, so before you turn the mics on, what happens? Like, how do you think about what you're about to say? So
we
people
don't.
Are about to... Yeah, exactly.
We don't think.
That's coming
problem.
Up right. in 1 minute, so you better think about something to say on the radio really fast.
The truth is, if we had thought this out, we wouldn't be doing this shit this way. So we proved we really didn't think about anything.
And to that point, don't forget, do not curse, because
right.
when we go from this to that, it's going to be live, and we okay. could lose everything.
Okay. I won't say fuck when we're on the air, I promose.
We can lose. You can lose the entire empire.
Or shit. Or motherfucker, or none of that stuff.
Okay, stop it.
Sorry.
Froggy. This is a first. We've never shown everybody exactly how we prepare for a talk break.
But are we prepared?
Are we preparing?
We're not prepared.
They get to see the clock behind you that your big head always blocks, and Elvis asks, when are we coming back?
So here comes the part where I say, 30 seconds, everybody.
Okay.
Normally, you wait and say, like, 10 seconds.
Right.
Yeah. Or
nothing.
Sometimes he doesn't just say anything. He just
turns
pushes
on
the button.
All right, here's what
we're
I'm
like,
do.
Are we on?
Here's what
you're
I'm
live.
Going to do. What?
Hurry.
We're not live now.
20 seconds.
Okay, calm down. That's an eternity. God, you're so jittery today. Are you on crack again? Are you
taking those memory pills?
Those diet pills?
Put your headphones on, everyone.
They're on.
They're on.
They're on.
We're doing a podcast, you bozo.
Oh, my gosh.
Do radio, everyone.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Okay, so Here we are. We're live. Don't use any foul language, Froggy.
Froggy.
So what we're doing now, we are in the middle of recording our 15-minute morning show podcast on the Zoom room with Brody and Garrett and Scotty B and Straight Nate and Gandhi and part of Scary. His brain is not functioning today. There's Froggy and Danielle. So what we had to do is we had to interrupt that to do this. So if you want to watch us do this live break, make sure you watch and listen to the 15-minute morning show podcast later at Elvis Duran Show on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, now what do we do? How much time do we have left in this break?
About 40 seconds before we have to introduce the phone tap.
Okay, we're about to introduce a Dave Brody phone tap. Also, we remind you that Friday and Saturday, we're doing it. Over 850 stations will be broadcasting across America, our iHeartRadio Music Festival. And I'll be hosting along with Danielle and Garrett.
Gandhi. Gandhi.
No, Garrett.
Yeah, it'll be me.
No, we switched out Garrett for Gandhi.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
All right.
I'm okay with it.
It's gonna be really amazing. Make sure you're watching Friday and Saturday on the CW app as well. How much time left?
As much time as you need to just
I need to know. No, how much time do we need to get
this
started?
Count down from 10 seconds, Nate.
All right. And now it's time to give you a phone tap. This one from some arguably say the king of all phone taps. Brody from Brody and Scary. Here we go, the phone tap.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Dave Brody's phone tap.
Intro ever.
Okay, can we just address how Scary, you really do lose your shit sometimes.
He was acting like when there was a problem and he knocked Danielle over.
Oh my gosh, he threw me. What do you mean knocked me over? He threw me into the wall.
We knew there were 60 seconds and he kept asking Scary, how long do we have? As long as you want to go.
Everybody in radio, put your headphones on.
Garrett, what?
He's acting for the camera because we're recording this, so he wants everyone to see like what he would normally do. But we know if these cameras weren't on, it would be, oh, we're on. And then we would have the...
Yeah.
Not always, no. Yeah.
Or he'd be on his phone.
He's been on his phone,
Instagram, Facebook.
It's so Scary. Let me ask you, are things okay? Because we've noticed several times today, even people have been commenting on text that you seem to be a little out of sorts.
I think I know what the problem is.
What
COVID.
Is that?
Double cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Because I made a cup of coffee in the back from the DeLonghi machine. And then the next thing you know, Scotty B hands me a Dunkin' coffee.
Oh.
So I drank
Don't blame
both.
Our sponsors. This is solely on you.
He's name dropping.
Normally, I limit myself to 8 ounces of coffee because that's my sweet spot every day.
Right.
That's just enough to get my brain going.
Well, then let's just do that. Okay, on behalf of everyone on the show, and of course, your career depends on it, I really don't want you to ever have more than one coffee, a cup of coffee ever again.
I legit had about 20 ounces, if I may. Yeah.
That's normal.
It is a little bit much for me.
Here's the thing. You start flipping out, and then it makes me start flipping out because you make me a nervous wreck because look at you. I mean, you're climbing the walls. You're wigging out, man.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. Just, tomorrow. Do we all agree? Less caffeine?
Yes, less
Eight
coffee.
8 ounces of coffee for Scary. 8 ounces.
You need to drink some water, Scare.
Oh,
get that Poland Spring.
Yeah, another name dropper.
I love when you say Poland Spring and then the bottle he shows is not Poland Spring.
That wasn't Poland Spring.
And he quickly takes it out of his picture.
Scary, how's the LG TV behind you?
Blame the coffee.
Oh, man.
All right, so does anyone have anything they want to proclaim or to introduce to the Zoom Room 15-Minute Morning Show podcast?
Ooh.
I got a fight going on with my 5-year-old.
Why are you fighting with your 5-year-old?
He wants to be Chucky for Halloween.
Oh.
So what's wrong with that?
That's a great con.
No. He hasn't seen the movie.
So you want to use a real knife?
I'll get the doll. A doll's been floating around my wife's family for years, and now it's in our house. And he hasn't seen the movie. He has to see the movie this week, but that's kind of a problem showing a 5-year-old Chucky.
Yeah.
But all he thinks is Chucky is just a doll and doesn't understand what Chucky is about.
Oh, but he's perfect size to be Chucky.
Yeah.
I would
just let him be Chucky. Don't traumatize him with what Chucky is.
And
let
like
him
Brody
be a happy
says,
Chucky.
Brody says, give him a real knife. It'll be real.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened once in my house with Pretty Little Liars because I was watching it with my older son, and my little son, I guess, was watching it. At one point, he comes and he opens the drawer and he goes, picks out a big knife and he goes, look, Mom, like Pretty Little Liars. I'm like, give me that. Let's sit down and have a conversation.
Then he opened the other drawer. Look, Mom, a penis.
In the old Chucky movies, they are so cheaply produced. I watch it. I'm like, I can't get scared because it's so stupid. Where are you going, Garrett?
He's going to get the doll.
Okay. Or a knife.
Oh. Yeah. What, Nate? What's
up? You make a very good point, because if you watch a scary movie from like 20 years ago, and God forbid, like 90 years ago, like Dracula or the Wolfman, how can anybody get scared by that?
Right.
It's not scary. 100%.
It's not. Not at all.
So
Chucky's
unscary.
A funny movie when you watch
except
it.
Except for The Shining. That movie will still scare the crap out of me.
Me too.
Two little twin girls in the hallway. I'm like, God, no. Yeah. No, get them away.
They're all creepy.
I definitely saw that.
My wife Allie and I thought it would be funny one night to put the doll in front of our son's door. So middle of the night, he comes running out. He has a bloody nose out of nowhere. He got a bloody nose out of nowhere. Blood everywhere. The doll's standing there. He just, you know, ransacked. We're like, it's the
That's
doll.
Perfect. Perfect timing on a bloody nose. Chucky made it happen.
Elvis, my favorite part of you working from home is the fact that Max and Ollie go at it multiple times a day. And
Did more yellow jackets get in the house?
Yeah. I killed 12 more yellow jackets. Let me go check the dogs.
Maybe the dogs are trying to swat the yellow jacks away.
Over under, he comes back.
How much is left in the podcast?
4 minutes.
Oh,
cool. Should we all talk about the Halloween costumes we would do, but we can't because Halloween's
Wait, are we going to still do it, though? We're going to have a Halloween show on the Friday. So are we going to just like show up in the Zoom room in our costumes?
It's tailor-made for COVID. I mean, people wear masks for Halloween. So
yeah.
It's perfect.
I've been growing my hair out since this pandemic began so that I can be Will Ferrell from the movie Semi-Pro.
You and me,
you look like him.
In the little NBA shorts from the 70s and a tank top with my hair all poofed out.
You still have those shorts, no matter what.
Do you guys do the same thing that girls do as far as like, oh, it's Halloween, this is my chance to sort of hoe it up more than normal? Because you just talked about those short shorts. I know you want us to all look at your moose knuckle.
You better believe.
Moose knuckle, yeah.
what do they call it? Horrorween or whatever? I feel like guys should be able to do that too. I agree with you, Gandhi.
I think they do. I feel like that's all of a sudden every guy who I never have seen shirtless is shirtless because they're like shirtless guy from Semi-Pro.
Yeah, but I don't have the body to do that. I look like an idiot. I'd be better off going as like the Michelin Tire Man or something like that.
That's a great costume.
Yeah, right. See, yeah.
You should go as a marshmallow.
Yeah, see, that would work.
A hairy marshmallow.
Or a Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, my God. How much time do we have to fill up after
this? You have 2 minutes left.
Oh, crap.
Garrett, I want that Chucky doll.
Yeah, no, you could have it if it keeps on causing terror throughout my house.
I do believe did anyone notice that we're being joined by more iHeartRadio people in our Zoom room?
Yes.
Oh, what's up,
names
Fazio?
Names are popping up.
Hey. Their names are on. I don't see their... Are their pictures up?
No, their cameras aren't on. Just their names.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you see those names later on when you watch this back?
I don't know.
No, they edited them out.
How many people can we fit in this room? I know I have a Zoom room I can do like 100 people in. I've never used it.
This is the pro version, so I guess as many as they'll allow. This is the we pay for this version. This isn't the free version.
Right. I pay for my version too. Is this my version we're using or is this a different one?
I don't know.
Are we using if you sign in, then you know what the
I sign in with my credentials. I've got my own.
What's going on in the Scotty B studio?
Yeah, what is he?
Looks like he made illegal jail alcohol.
God. Oh my God, what's
he's
drinking?
He's got a bottle of Cutty Sark from like the 60s.
Oh my God.
Of course he does.
Only have like a half of a Bud Light and then he's wasted.
That's the Cutty Sark. He brought it from his dad's liquor cabinet and it's from like 1970.
Well, there it is.
Look at it.
It still has the seal on the top. You know how
they
used to have
good?
The seal?
Is it still good 50 years later?
Drink it.
Take a swig, Scotty.
Gandhi, what's the shelf life of Cutty Sark?
Let me look at it.
Scary, drink it.
Scary will drink it.
No, he can't. He has too much coffee today. No.
We have a minute left. We have to hurry and drink it.
He won't get home.
Come on, Scary. Scary, have the
Cutty
Sark.
It says it has an indefinite shelf life even after it's been opened.
How? Do you want to drink something that has an indefinite shelf life?
No, never.
I think
never.
Now it's become cough medicine or something.
Pour me a shot real quick. We got to do before this podcast
dressing.
Ends.
Gross. So you planted the seed in my head, Danielle. I will be eating Swedish meatballs tonight for dinner.
Oh, good. Ooh. Good for you. Think about my son spilling them all over the damn rug.
I probably won't.
Do you really want me to do this? How old is this liquor? 1970?
You got to hurry, Scary. Scary, we're almost out of time. I've used a timer, unlike you.
Don't please, spit
go.
It out.
Go.
Swallow it.
Ugh.
Oh, he couldn't even finish it.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even finish it. Someone peed in the Cutty Sark.
Describe the taste. What does it taste like?
Look
what does
Scotty's
it taste like?
The aftertaste is worse.
Look at Scotty.
Look at Nate. Look at Nate.
What does it taste like?
Do another one, Scary.
It's 1970 like cutting sword. It doesn't even taste like. It tastes worse than it. It tastes like turpentine or paint or something.
You're messed up.
What if somebody drank it all and then filled it up with a mystery liquid like we used to do to our parents?
Yeah, maybe. It looked like
just
urine.
Drink like nail polish
remover.
Wait.
Did you hear that old man cough that Nate did? He was like,
guys, it was Chucky.
Chucky did it.
You sound like an 80-year-old man.
Ew.
How are you doing, Nate?
It burns.
All right, we're up on time. Bye.
See you guys later. Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.